الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this deen of Islam. If you follow the teachings of the Deen of Islam completely and perfectly, we can get not just success in Akhirah, but even this dunya can become a place of tranquility and peace. If you give other people the rights, this dunya can also become a small jannat for us. So there are certain rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed over us which pertain to Him, which are the rights of Allah, called Hukukullah. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed certain rights over us that pertain to other individuals. So for example, rights of parents. So just like fulfilling our hukuk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make us a beloved of Allah, and fulfilling the rights of our parents, we did this before, this can also make us beloved of Allah. One other aspect, the rights there, that are over us that pertain to other individuals, they are our relatives. Fulfilling the rights of our relatives, this is known as Sila Rahmi. And there is a lot of fazilat and virtue in joining these ties of kinship. And we are actually told to stay away from severing these ties of kinship. So first there is a question that we have to answer, that what is Sila Rahmi? So the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed between us and our relatives, our blood relatives. So this is other than our parents, other than our spouse, other than our children, the relatives. This is a more outside the parent, spouse, children domain. So for example, our aunt, khala, khalu, mamu, umani, taya, chacha, tai. So these are relatives. And to maintain ties with them, this is known as Sila Rahmi. So Sila Rahmi then has different aspects. If our relatives are poor and needy, we fulfill their need. If they become sick, then we ask about their health. We pay them a sick visit. If they pass away, we pray their janaza salah. If they're in some difficulty, some sorrow, some grief, to provide consolation to them. If they're happy, you share with their happiness. If you are happy, you include them in your happiness. If they're engaged in any sin, then you stop them from this path with gentleness, invite them towards goodness. If they seek any counsel or advice or guidance, mashwara from you, you give them mashwara that is beneficial for them. So in summary, to think well about them, to think about their benefit, to maintain salam and contact with them, to inquire about their well-being, to make dua for them, all of this is included in Sila Rahmi. And the importance of Sila Rahmi in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to have fear for Him, right next to that command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us to have fear in terms of how we relate with our relatives, their rights. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the praiseworthy attributes of a pious believer, there one of the attributes that Allah ta'ala mentions is that they form relations with their relatives and neighbors. They have silatu rahm. وَالَّذِينَ يَسِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلْ. And those who maintain these relationships which Allah has commanded them to be commanded to be maintained. And if they join these ties with relatives and family, rather than breaking them. And when a person does this, they become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, this is part and parcel of our iman. It's a requirement of iman. In one hadith, which is in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet said that Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yasil rahimahu. That whoever believes in Allah and meeting Allah on the last day, then they should do sila rahmi. They should join these ties of kinship. And this is not just the part and parcel of our iman. This is the essence of the teachings of Islam as well. The summary of the teachings of Islam as well. Hazrat Amr bin Abasa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that it was the initial days of Nabuwat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I wasn't as yet a Muslim. So I came to Makkah Mukarramah to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Man Anta, who are you? And the Prophet replied, Ana Nabiyun, I'm a Nabi. So I asked, Ma huwa Nabiyun, who is a Nabi? So the Prophet replied that Arsalani Allah, Allah has sent me. So I asked, Bi ayyi shayin arsalak Allah, that what is that main message with which Allah has sent you? Qala, the Prophet said, Arsalani bi silatil arham, that Allah Ta'ala has sent me with this message of Sila Rahmi. So the Prophet ﷺ did not say that I've been sent with the message of Salah, with the message of Jihad, with the message of Tabligh, but said that I've been sent with this message of Sila Rahmi, which means that the central core foundational feature of the Deen of Islam is this teaching of joining ties of kinship with our relatives. In this riwayah, which is on the screen, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that after iman, the first rank that comes is that of sila rahmi. So one person came from the tribe of Khas'am, and he asked this question, that Ya Rasulullah, ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala? What is the act, what is that deed which is most beloved to Allah, which Allah loves? Qala, imanum billah. Prophet said, the most beloved deed in the sight of Allah is to have iman on Allah. This is the most beloved act in the eyes of Allah. Iman. Qala, summa ayyun. Then he asked that after this, what is the next act which is most beloved to Allah? Qala, silatul arham. To join, the Prophet said, to join ties with relatives, be close family friends, to do sila rahmi. This is the next best, most beloved act after Tawheed, after Iman. Then that same Sahabi asked this question another way. That ayyul amali abghaza ila Allah ta'ala. What is the most despicable, distasteful act in the eyes of Allah? Qala ishraku billah. Prophet said to do shirk with Allah, to ascribe partners with Allah. Qala summa ayyun. Then after shirk, what is the next act which is most displeasing to Allah? Qala qati'atu rahim. To sever ties with relatives. To sever ties with relatives, this is one of the most displeasing acts of Allah. So, displeasing acts to Allah. So this hadith is telling us that after bringing iman, the most beloved act is sila rahmi. And after shirk, the most despicable act is qata rahmi, to break ties with relatives. So if we want to become the beloveds of Allah, we should do sila rahmi. And we should try, the mahbub, the beloved of Allah, will stay away from all those things which are despicable in the sight of Allah. They will stay away from this quality of severing and breaking ties with relatives. And if you reflect on our lives, we'll realize that how little we value this command of Allah. There are many people who you can find as they're praying, they're reciting Quran, they're making dhikr, they're wearing the religious masnoon libas. But very few who do this amal, they do sila rahmi. If you look in this aspect of their life, you will find so many shortcomings. There's Anger between brothers, rifts between sisters. Months pass by, they don't talk. They don't talk. We say that they did some zulm, some injustice, and we have stopped speaking to them. Not talking on the phone, not speaking with each other, not attending their functions, not attending their functions of happiness, not attending their functions of sadness, not meeting them on Eid, no meeting, no contact. And the Prophet said that for an ordinary Muslim, it's not permissible to break ties for more than 3 days. Here sometimes with our own khala, with our own uncle, not just 3 days, 3 months pass by, 3 years pass by. And there's not even a very big reason for severing these ties. We have like 4 or 5 days in this world. We should try to spend those days with muhabba, that other people are happy with us. Our colleagues are happy, our friends are happy, our spouse is happy, our relatives are happy. And if you spend time like that with the niyat that Allah will become happy, that Allah will be happy, Allah likes this amal, Allah loves this amal. And if I do this, then Allah will love me as well. And then we'll have success in akhirah, but Allah will give success in dunya as well. So then a question comes that what are the benefits of sila rahmi? So one benefit, there are a few benefits that come in the Quran and Hadith. The first benefit of sila rahmi is that whoever does this, they can attain a ta'alluq, a relationship with Allah Ta'ala very quickly. They can be a wasil billah, connected to Allah. And those who do qatarami, who sever ties, they can never draw close to Allah. In Sahih Bukhari, it comes that when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created these relationships, so the relationship itself asked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I fear that people will not fulfill my rights. They will break me, they will sever me. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that, are you not pleased with this, that whoever joins you, I will join that person to me. Ama tardaina ana asila man wasalik, that whoever joins these ties of kinship, I will join that person to myself. Wa aqta'a man qata'ak, and whoever breaks you, whoever breaks and severs these ties of kinship, I will be distant from them. I will be distant from that person. These are the clear words, Sahih Bukhari Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whoever joins these ties of kinship, I will join that person with myself. He will attain the closeness of Allah. Well, this is ajib. We make dua for this. We are making dua to Allah, 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 we want to attain your nearness, your closeness, but we are not using the remedy. For us, it's very difficult to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, it's very difficult to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very easy to draw us close to Him. For us to draw close to Allah, we have to do a lot of mujahida. But if Allah pulls someone, then it's a matter of few moments. So if we want to draw near to Allah, we will be striving, struggling, hard work, mushakkat. We don't even know if we'll reach the destination or not. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to pull us, it becomes easy. When Allah puts this gaze of rahmat and pulls a person, then we'll be connected to Allah, we'll be drawn close to Allah by Allah. And how does a person get this gaze of Allah's rahmat? They get this gaze of rahmat because of sila rahmi. Whoever joins ties of kinship, do sila rahmi, Allah says, I will join that person to myself. When Allah Ta'ala pulls us, then what's left to stop us? So this is the first benefit. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in our rizq and in our age. Some people, they do a lot of effort and exercise to acquire a long, healthy life. They have this regimen for physical exercise every day. They're dieting, they're going to slimming clubs, have a regular checkup with their doctors. And if you ask them, what's their goal? The goal is to have a long, healthy life. And this is one prescription, one remedy, which is not given by some healer or some doctor, but given by the Prophet ﷺ himself. And what did the Prophet ﷺ say? Man ahabba an yubsata lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi. That the Prophet ﷺ said, if anyone wants that there is openness and barakah in the rizq, that Allah opens their rizq, their provision, and that person's mark stays in the dunya for a long time, meaning that he has a long, healthy age, long, healthy life. then fal yasil rahimahu, that person should do sila rahmi with his relatives, should join ties of kinship. So if we make intention for this, we can see with our open eyes how Allah Ta'ala will give barakah, how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will put barakah in our rizq, in our provision, will give us expansion, will open the rizq for us. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will also bless us in our age, put barakah in our age as well. Actually, we finish this barakah when we break ties with our relatives. And on the same topic, there is another hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said that inna a'jala ta'ati thawaban silatul rahim. Understand, there is a rule that our good deeds, our bad deeds will be compensated in akhirat. But there are sometimes it happens that a person will get the effect of their deeds in this dunya as well. And then there are some good deeds that we do that we will get their effect, their good consequences in this dunya as well. That deed which has the quickest effect in this dunya, that good deed which has the quickest effect in this dunya is the act of sila rahmi. Inna a'jala ta'ati sawaban. The quickest response, the reward, the good consequence of a good deed that we do, that good deed, the quickest effect will be this act of sila rahmi. And in the benefit of sila rahmi, one gets very quickly in this dunya. Many times people, in hadith it's mentioned, many times people are fasik and fajr. They might be very distant from Allah, very distant from deen, and still their wealth is also increasing. Their children are also increasing. Why? Because there are people who do sila rahmi. It's not limited, it's not related with just iman as well. People who don't even have iman, if they do amal, if they have this deed in their life, Allah will give them barakah in their wealth. Allah will increase their wealth, Allah will increase their offsprings as well. Any sila rahmi is an amal that even those who are distant from Allah in deen, they can also, Allah will bless them as well in their rizq. So this is a question that many people, we also ask, right? That people say that because of sins, their rizq should go down. But we see that the individuals are far away from Allah and they're getting plenty of rizq. Perhaps the reason is because despite their sins, they're doing sila rahmi with their relatives. And that's why Allah Ta'ala is putting barakah in their age and Allah Ta'ala is putting barakah in their rizq. Then the third benefit is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will put barakah in the home of that person. Silatul rahim wa husnul khulq wa husnul jivar ya'murani diyar wa yazidani fil a'mar. This hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever does sila rahmi, Allah will put barakah in the house of that person and barakah in the age of that person. So Allah Ta'ala will put barakah in the rizq of that person, the age of that person, and now you add this hadith, in the home of that person. Allah puts barakah. And the next thing, this is a deed through which a person can get easy entry into Jannat as well. Once a Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and asked that, Ya Rasulullah, dullini ala amalin a'amuluhu yudnini minal jannah wa yuba'idni minal nar. Ya Rasulullah, guide me to an amal that if I do that, I can enter into Jannah, I'll be near Jannah. I'll become close to Jannah and I'll become distant from Jahannam. The Prophet ﷺ said, ta'budullah, that do ibadah of Allah, la tushrik bihi shayya, don't do shirk. Wa tuqimus salah, and pray your salah. Wa tu'ti zakah, and give zakah. Wa tasilu za rahimik, and do sila rahmi with your relatives. And when that sahabi started walking away, the Prophet ﷺ said that in tamassaka bima umira bihi dakhala al jannah. If he continues with these things, if he is steadfast on these things, dakhala al jannah, will enter into Jannat. And the next benefit is that sila rahmi gives izzat to a person. Many times it happens that there are disputes, and as a result of disputes, these relationships are broken, they're severed. And if that is the case in our own homes, in our family, we should try to revive them, join them. This might be a difficult amal because nafs will make us think that this will reduce my shan, This will reduce my honor. My nose will be lowered. Nafs will not allow us to do it. But in order to attain the rahmat of Allah, we have to subdue our nafs. Izzat is not what dunya calls izzat. Izzat is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And by sila rahmi, a person is never disgraced, will never be humiliated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give izzat to such a person. When the first revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worried. He is not sure. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feels that burden, whether I'll be able to bear the responsibility of nabuwat or not. And naturally, it was a tremendous responsibility, whether I'll be able to discharge my responsibility. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Ghar-e Hira. And there is a rivayat in Sahih Bukhari Sharif. He said to Amma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, that laqad khashitu ala nafsi, that I'm scared about myself. I don't know what will become of me. And Amma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a tremendous wife. She encouraged. She provided consolation, support, words of support and reassurance at a time when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all prophets, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was feeling this tremendous burden. She provided words of support. And her words of support are so beautiful that from every single word, one can sense that her words are mulhim min Allah, that inspired by Allah, full of yaqeen. And what did she say? She said, kalla, it can never be the case, impossible. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, ma yugzika Allahu abada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever desert you, will never abandon you, will never forsake you. With every word, you can see her yaqeen, her iman. And then what's the reason? Why will Allah never let you down? Why? Because you're intelligent? No. Because you have a lot of supporters and friends? No. Because you're eloquent? No. Amma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentioned the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innaka latasilu rahim. Because you do sila rahmi. Those who are weak, you bear their burden. You honor your guests. You help people in matters of haq. She mentioned the akhlaq. You maintain sila rahmi, maintain ties with relatives. You don't sever relationships. You mend and patch up ties. You have sympathy and compassion. So for the Prophet ﷺ to be bestowed with this task of dawah and inviting people to Islam, these were the characteristics which are foundational. And this is a lesson for us. Those who wish to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ and invite other people to deen. This, it's very important that we do sila rahmi. Join ties with relatives. If we cannot affect our relatives, we cannot bring them to deen, very difficult to bring other people to deen who are far away. So whoever has this khulq, this attribute, Allah will never let that person down. She took a qasam on this. And on the other hand, these were some of the benefits. There are also some dangers of severing ties with our relatives. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the smell of Jannah is forbidden for such a person. The smell of Jannah can be smelled from a distance of 500 years away, but it becomes forbidden for that person who does qata rahmi. And it also stops the rahmat of Allah from descending upon a gathering. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that at the time of Hajjatul Wida, Yomi Arafah, the Prophet ﷺ was with the Sahaba Ikram. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that beware if there's anyone amongst us who has done qata rahmi, who has severed ties with their family, with their relatives, they should stand and leave this gathering. One young man stood up and he left. And then after some time he came back. So the Prophet ﷺ asked what happened. He said that, Ya Rasulullah, I had severed ties with my aunt, with my khala. And I thought I will go and join ties with her. I went to her house. I said, salam, dua. She asked me the reason for coming. I mentioned your statement. And then I reconciled with her. She gave me a dua for maghfirah. I gave her dua. I have reconciled. I've made sulah. Now I have returned. The Prophet ﷺ said to that young man that you did the right thing. Because if there is a person who does qata rahmi, who severs ties, present in a gathering, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy does not descend on such a gathering. And imagine how deprived would such a person be who severs ties, that they might be in the ma'iyat, in the closeness, companionship of the Prophet ﷺ. It might be the day, the event of Hajjatul Wida, Hajj, might be the plains of Arafah, the day of Jummah, and still they're deprived of the rahmat of Allah. And not just one person, because of that one person, the whole gathering of Sahaba is deprived of this rahmat of Allah. So then we should think about our own houses, our own homes. That home in which there is one such person, how much bebarakati would there be? And then that house in which every person is like that, how much bebarakati would there be? So we have to remove this obstacle. This is the reason why our homes have become flashpoints of problems, centers of problems. There is no barakah. There's no barakah in our home, no barakah in our children, no barakah in our health, in our rizq. And Sila Rahmi means that those who break ties with you, you join ties with them. The Prophet ﷺ said that those who break, you join with them. If someone does good to you, you respond with good, that's karobar, that's trade. Sila Rahmi, true Sila Rahmi is that someone who tries to break ties with you, you extend your hand and you try to join, you try to patch up. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is one amal, a shortcut way through which we can become the beloved of Allah. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you do Sila Rahmi, then I will join you to myself. Then what else will remain then? If Allah decides and makes an irada to join us towards Him, then we will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua today that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us that we can practice these teachings of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us that we can fulfill all our hukukullah as well as hukukul ibad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of sila rahmi wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhana rabbil al wahhab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayrin ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ibaduka salihun. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.